At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, investigators with the CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras unit have eliminated arson as a possible cause of the Washington fire, while the Arola fire is still under investigation. According to a report released yesterday, the Washington fire started on August 26th and burned 100 acres of vegetation across multiple properties that led to evacuations in several neighborhoods. The downtown area of Sonora and the destruction of several structures in the Jamestown and Sonora areas as well. Total suppression costs to date are approximately $1.5 million. Meanwhile, in Calaveras County, the Arola fire remains under investigation. The fire was reported on August 25th and burned approximately 639 acres of vegetation north of New Maloney's Lake near Vallecito. Total suppression costs to date are approximately $1.8 million. As CAL FIRE continues to investigate, anyone who may have information regarding either of these fires should contact the San Andreas CAL FIRE headquarters, 754-3831.
Well, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for the Motherlode in Sacramento-San Joaquin Valley from 11 this morning through 8 tonight. Gusty north to northeast wind of 20 to 35 miles an hour will develop this morning across portions of the valley. The strongest winds expected this afternoon, diminishing during the evening. Now, these winds, combined with low humidity and extreme dry fuels, will lead to critical fire weather conditions. The minimum humidity will range from the mid-teens to the low 20s, and any fire that does develop could spread rapidly. A red flag warning means a combo of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures can contribute to extreme fire behavior.
Well, Governor Newsom signed election legislation yesterday, making universal vote-by-mail ballots permanent. The measure, AB 37, will send a vote-by-mail ballot to every active registered voter. Calaveras County joined Amador in 2019 to allow permanent voting by mail. Statewide, the practice of sending vote-by-mail ballots to every registered voter first began in 2020 and was extended through 2021 due to COVID-19 pandemic disruptions, and it resulted in record voter participation. Several other states, such as Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, Vermont, and Washington, conduct all-mail elections. Newsom signed the legislation saying, as states across our country continue to enact undemocratic voter suppression laws, California is increasing voter access, expanding voter options, and bolstering elections integrity and transparency.
Well, the Calaveras Water District has launched a new customer service software package. The software went live last week. With the launch, all customers now have new accounts. This means any accounts that are currently enrolled in AutoPay will need to enroll with the new software. CCWD says, unfortunately, there's no way to transfer customer data to the new software, so all customers will be required to register for the new software. With the adoption of that software, CCWD will have the ability to deliver better and faster assistance to the public while providing greater transparency and accessibility for all customers. The transition will also include improvements to CCWD's billing and payment system that will allow for an easier and more streamlined payment process. CCWD asking all customers to go to ccwd.org to set up their new account. In order to accommodate the transition to new payment accounts, no late fees will be assessed on past due balances through October 15th. For more info on CCWD's new finance software, or if you have questions about how to set up a new account, please visit ccwd.org, select Pay My Bill, or contact customer service at 754-3543.
And the COVID vaccine continues to be a very effective measure at preventing serious illness and death. A COVID vaccine pop-up clinic will be held today from 9 a.m. to noon at Rombauer Vineyards in Plymouth. Pfizer, Moderna, and the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be offered at each pop-up site. No appointment is necessary. Public Health also offers vaccines by appointment and to homebound individuals. Appointments may be scheduled by calling 223-6407.
And the average price of regular unleaded increased by a penny over the past 2 weeks. The nationwide average, 325 per gallon, much lower than here in California. Our average, 437. Now, the Lundberg survey, which tracks fuel prices, attributes the recent slight increase to a rise in crude oil prices. Meanwhile, the average price, $1 more than just a year ago. San Francisco has the highest average price in the country, $4.47 a gallon. Houston, Texas, the lowest at $2.72. Now, the KVG official unofficial survey of local gas retailers reports regular unleaded selling locally in Amador County between $4.16 and $4.79, in Calaveras County between $3.97 and $4.49.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCradio.com.